50% righteousness.
Yo, Angela Yee, I love you.
50% ratchetness.
Tell them ratchets to sit down.
This is becoming the most prominent forum for hip-hop.
Wake your ass up.
Yeah, it's early in the morning, but they told me it was y'all. I say, oh, hell yeah, I'm getting up.
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Your people's choice.
Angela Yee.
I'm a sweetheart, but I'll cut you.
Charlamagne the God.
Prince of pissing people off.
I can't believe you guys are the best, kid.
Collectively known as
Breakfast Club, bitches.
USA.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Hey, good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. It's Monday.
Yes, it's Monday. Back to the work week.
Yes, opening up all my mail from the weekend. How was your weekend this weekend?
My weekend was amazing. Did y'all don't watch Game of Thrones?
No, I don't. I know.
Oh, my goodness. Game of Thrones is back.
Everybody was HBO. Watching Game of Thrones last night.
I keep hearing everybody talk about some game that come on Sunday nights on HBO. I was like, who's playing?
Yeah, Game of Thrones. Amazing, amazing
all
first episode.
All I know
episode.
Is somebody's married to their brother or sister or something like that, and somebody has kids with their brother. I don't know.
Yeah, well, all those kids died.
Oh.
All right, but amazing episode.
Are you
have to
give
him
a spoiler like that?
That happened last year.
Oh, okay.
That happened last year.
Yeah, it just started again last night.
It started again last night. But amazing episode. If you haven't watched it, you got to watch it today. I know a lot of people said that their HBO, I guess they got the HBO Go. Mm-hmm. The streaming went out last night. They're saying the website went out last night. If you get a chance, watch it. What an amazing show.
But
I don't want
to
give anything
away. But you
won't
know what's going on if you try to just start watching now. So.
No, you got to start from the beginning. You got to start from season one. This is not the last season. Next year is the last season. This is going to be a short season. Only 7 episodes. And then next year it's a wrap. So.
I'll be damned if I watch Game of Thrones while 50 got power. Y'all need to stop. That was like a remix of a Jay-Z line.
I know, I can't watch both.
Because it comes on at the same time on Sunday. Pick your side.
DVR you can watch something can watch on demand.
Both. Watch
that's
on
a
demand.
Damn shame. That's your man, 50 Cent. Okay? You should be DVRing Game of Thrones and watching Power in real time. That's what you should be doing.
I wanted to watch Game of Thrones last night, and I will watch Power today. Did you watch Power?
Of course I watched Power.
Actually, we already had the first 4 episodes way in advance.
Oh, that's right. She already showed me Lala's Tatas. I see
that's
already.
Not the whole point of watching the episode.
You
got
to watch it for the ratings, sir. Oh. Okay? I watched it last night. Lala's Tatas. You need to talk to Lala about that.
What did you think about Lala's Tatas?
Lala's Tatas are amazing, but that's not the point. The point is that she have to do that. She does it. She's a multimillionaire. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
so what are you saying?
Does she have to show her Tatas like that on TV?
All right, let me ask you a question. Let's say your wife wanted to be an actress.
No. Especially if I'm Carmelo Anthony, okay?
And I'm with you.
I got hundreds of millions of dollars.
I'm with you. No.
Lala got her own money. No, what's the point? Okay.
That was an easy answer.
No.
I'm with you.
Nope.
Okay.
All right, well, that was the big deal over the weekend, so shout out to everybody watching whatever their show is. I know Claus was on last night, too.
I don't even know what that is.
I didn't see that.
That's with Niecy Nash, right?
Yes. A lot of people were excited about that show also.
All right. Well, let's get the show cracking. Oh, don't forget, Seven will be joining us. Seven Streeter will
Seven
be in the
Streeter,
building.
Seven Streeter, brand new album out.
You say Seven like she Madonna or Beyonce, okay?
I said Seven
when
Streeter.
When you think Seven, you think the number. Seven Streeter, you think the artist. Sorry. Right.
It's Streeter. Seven Streeter will be joining us a little bit later. And we got front page news. What are we talking about?
Yes, we are going to talk about why passengers were forced off of a plane in the airport in Raleigh. And 10 days of horror. What happened in Pennsylvania? We told you about the man who got arrested. Well, two cousins got arrested for killing 4 people.
Okay, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now let's talk about what happened out in Pennsylvania.
Right, so on July 14th, 2 cousins were charged with homicide and other crimes. They found 4 missing men's bodies. They were mutilated and buried on farmland in Bucks County. Now the 2 men who were charged are DiNardo. He has a history of mental illness. Cosmo DiNardo, he's 20 years old. And his cousin as well, Sean Kratz. So apparently they were pretending to do, I guess, these drug deals, selling marijuana, so on and so forth. And they actually picked up 4 different people on different occasions and ended up shooting them, killing them, and burying them on this farmland.
They didn't even want no money. They just wanted to kill them?
Well, he has a history of mental illness. So they said that he actually, Cosmo DiNardo, was hospitalized in a mental institution unwillingly, involuntarily, against his will. Now, at first, He tried to say he had nothing to do with it, mm-hmm. but then he later did, after 10 days, confess, and they officially filed charges against DiNardo and Kratz, accusing them of multiple counts of homicide, robbery, and abuse of a corpse, among other charges.
Oh, what kind of mental illness is that, though?
Schizophrenia.
Because they can come up with these elaborate plans on how to kill people and then come up with a good lie on why they didn't do it, but they can claim mental illness.
If you read what happened, it didn't seem like a very well-thought-out, elaborate plan. At all. Like, basically, it seemed one
pretending
guy.
Pretending to be a drug dealer, luring him in and
killing
him?
Well, he really did sell drugs, but I guess what happened was he was supposed to sell $8,000 worth of marijuana. The guy, they met up. He only had $800, so he decided to kill him. And then in another instance, it seems like it was very last-minute decision. Like, I was about to sell you some drugs, but instead I just killed you. And then used a hoe thing, one of those tractor things, to bury them in the farmland. Wasn't that well thought
Sounds
out?
Very consistent and thought out to me.
Got caught pretty quickly.
And had something to bury them, too.
I think his family owned that.
Now let's talk about these flights. What happened with this flight?
Well, this flight, actually, they had everybody get off of American Airlines' plane yesterday afternoon. All passengers were forced off the plane because somebody passed gas.
What you mean?
Somebody farted.
Oh, man, those are the worst kind of people. People that fart on planes have no regard for life.
What you
mean? They said passengers got ill and nauseous.
Bad of a fart?
It was that bad of
First
a fart.
First of all, you're not supposed to fart on a plane, bro. Like, certain things you're just not supposed to do.
Well, when you go up on a plane, the plane usually gives you a little gas, though. It gives you a little gas.
Don't give me no gas.
So you farted on a plane before?
Oh, yeah, I have.
That's very rude.
I think it's disrespectful.
It I turn on the vent, though.
So that makes it really circulate around the plane.
It just blows it away.
Yeah, I think people that fart on planes have no regard for life.
I can't hold it for 6 hours.
And I think you should be punished in the court of law.
And by the way, I have an update for you guys. Remember the young girl, Madison Cole, 14 years old, that was electrocuted texting in the bathtub?
Yep.
Well, they found out what exactly happened. She died from touching a part of the extension cord that was frayed. It had water in it, so the phone was never actually in the bathtub. I guess she touched the extension cord. And they also have the last message that she sent out. She sent a picture of her phone's charger plugged into an extension cord, and she sent it to her friend. When you use an extension cord, so you can plug your phone in while you're in the bath.
So basically, she sent her friend a picture of the murder weapon.
Pretty much. All right.
Well, that was a very positive. Tell them why you're mad this morning.
Well, all of that is a warning.
Front page news, you mean?
Her parents are saying they want to make sure that this doesn't happen to other people, so they put this out as a warning. If you're in the bathtub, whatever you're doing, just leave the phone away from you. Don't even bring it in there.
Trust me, parents. We know not to put extension cords in the bathtub.
No, we do, but maybe not a young girl. Maybe not a 13-year-old or 12-year-old.
We're clear that extension cords plugged into the wall should not be in the bathtub.
Obviously, a lot of people don't know, so.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's front page news. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up right now. Something pissed you off over the weekend. Or if you feel blessed, phone lines are wide open. Again, 800-585-1051. Hit us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Get it. Pick up the mother phone and dial.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So you better have the same energy.
Yeah. What's up, Jay? Now, you feeling blessed this morning?
Yeah, man, I'm blessed. I got a good job, a beautiful girlfriend. I've been with together for 5 years. And I just, me and my family just celebrated my grandparents' 91st birthday together. They've been married for 63 years, so I'm blessed.
Oh, congratulations, my brother. That's beautiful, man.
Yeah, appreciate it, man.
That's real goals. Everybody else talking about relationship goals. That's real relationship goals right there.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Terrence from Alabama.
Hey, what's up, Terrence, man? You feel blessed this morning?
Hey, what's going on? Hey, how everybody doing?
How are you, man?
I'm blessed, man.
Why are you blessed this morning, bro?
Man, it's my son TJ's birthday. He turned 2 today.
Oh, that's cute.
That's beautiful,
man. I got a very beautiful wife, man. So shouts out to my wife, Jennifer. Love you, baby. And can't wait to get out of work to celebrate with my son today.
There you go.
My daughter will be 2 next month.
I love y'all's show. Y'all keep up the good work, man.
All righty, bro. Keith, what up?
What's up, man?
Why you mad this morning, Keith?
Man, oh man, don't y'all hate that one person that works. Everybody in here, I work in a warehouse. Look, I work 10:30 at night to 6:30 in the morning. Everybody in here cutting boxes. This woman just standing here, man. I'm talking about we pulling pallets and everything. She just standing here cutting boxes.
Is that his job to cut the boxes?
Man, hell no, man. It's supposed to be 5 of us, man. It's only 3 of us moving.
Does somebody have to cut? Do the boxes have to get cut?
The boxes have to be cut.
Man, we let the boxes pile up. The boxes been piled up so high, my supervisor told them don't go on break till they cut.
Okay, so
somebody had to cut the boxes.
Yeah, the man's doing his job.
Man, hell no, ain't nobody doing that job. They don't even supposed to be that hot.
So who gonna cut the boxes if he don't?
Jennifer Friday.
Man, I'm not cutting them damn boxes, man.
I don't understand what your problem, what's your issue? Like, you're mad at the guy for cutting the boxes, but then you don't want to cut
no boxes.
I'm mad at the guy for cutting not cutting the boxes because I'm the one breaking down the boxes. You get what I'm saying? Like, nope. I dumped the tabs out. She's supposed to cut them.
I don't know what you're saying, my brother.
So no. She was working.
It's a woman?
Yeah.
This ain't no woman.
It's a woman, man. She don't do nothing, man.
No, you're a woman.
No, that's a man.
Why would you
silly.
Think it's a woman?
You sure?
It's a woman. Look, she got the audacity to say something to everybody else about not working, but you standing there not cutting the box.
Are you a man or a woman?
Are you a man or a woman, sir? What's your agenda?
You just called her, sir.
Hey, Charlamagne, man, this ain't none of the elevator stuff from the other night, man.
Elevator stuff.
Talk about
Envy
getting his ass grabbed.
Oh, got you. I don't know why Envy thought you was a woman. This is a problem that Envy has.
I'm sorry.
Envy can't decipher who's a man and a woman.
I couldn't figure it out.
He's married. Because if he had that kind of radar and he was still out here in these streets, it'd be a Mr. C situation.
Oh, stop.
You don't remember who Mr. C is? He's a DJ here in New York who got caught with a transgender a few times.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-105. I hate this guy. 501. You upset? You need to vent? Call us. You feel blessed? Call us. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on the Breakfast Club.
D, what up, D?
Hey, what's going on, Envy?
You mad somebody stole your debit card and bought some airplane tickets, bro?
Wow.
Yeah, yesterday someone bought $1,200 worth of plane tickets to go to Atlanta on my debit card, but I'm still blessed because I got three daughters.
You know what? That should be easy to track
Hell
down,
yeah.
though, because won't their information from their ID be on those plane tickets?
Well, the airport couldn't tell me anything.
What?
They couldn't tell me anything about the person's personal information.
That's funny. They use your stuff, but the airport can't
tell
you.
So how are they going to track down who stole your card and use your information?
I hope you call the police.
Well, they said the only thing they could do is I have to call my bank.
But
and my bank is going to have to dispute the charges for me.
Now, I will tell you this. Whenever I buy flights, if I go look on the information, like the extra information on my account, on my card, it'll tell you the names on the tickets. He didn't even contact his bank yet. He's got to get it together.
Something sounds fishy about this story. And I think that the fishiness is the person who just called during telling why you're mad. Okay, none of this sounds correct, sir.
Hello, who's this?
Yeah, this man is from Englewood, New Jersey.
Why are you mad, bro?
I'm not mad. I'm blessed, man.
Tell us why.
I'm blessed. I got a good job. My daughter's good. She's well taken care of. And most importantly, I started taking care of a Pay It Forward challenge. And lately, I've been broadcasting it on my Instagram, and a lot of people have been taking note to it and following the wave, man. So I'm blessed.
All right. That's what it is, bro. Hello, who's this?
Yo, what's good? This Marvin from Illtown.
Hey, what you mad for?
I'm blessed, actually, because I'm alive and well.
There you go.
My kids is good. You know what I'm saying? Charlamagne, I'm kind of mad with you.
Okay.
Not mad, but just a little disappointed. I had your book for a while now, man, and I really wanted to get it autographed. I didn't even start reading it yet because I want you to autograph it. Is there any way I can, you know what I'm saying, get your signature or whatever?
Yeah, sure.
So what are you mad about?
The way to get my signature is to find me someplace and have me sign it.
Oh, why? Right. And another thing, Charlamagne.
Yes.
You always talking about gas and farting and stuff. Y'all from the South, y'all crazy, man. Y'all got mad nasty crap going on, and you always talk about getting mad at people about farting and whatnot.
I know. I don't get mad at you for farting. I just don't fart in my clothes, and I don't fart on planes.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, you can hit us up, or you could tell them why you're blessed, all right? Now, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, let's talk about Drake and a new venture that he has going on. Also, let's just talk about all these liquor situations. I guess 50 Cent and F and Vodka have parted ways. We'll give you more information on that as well.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's about time.
What's going on?
Rumor report.
This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, 50 Cent was on Jimmy Kimmel, and one thing that they did on the show was have them go out on the street, and one of the staff members was asking people what they thought about 50 Cent, where he ranks in comparison to other rappers. But what they didn't know was that 50 Cent was right there. Here's how it went.
I really like his music. I'm very inspired by 50.
Well, why don't you tell him?
I think 50, I prefer Lotus Jackson over the current state of 50. Maybe back in the, you know,
listen,
say,
don't tell me, man.
Bottles in the club.
Tell him.
I don't know, but you got to give us some of the youngsters.
No, 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 right behind you.
Holy
Reader's Digest just named 50 Cent the greatest rapper of all time.
Really not sure about that.
Maybe you should talk to his face.
What?
How do you feel now? Maybe put him in the top five?
Number one.
That's funny. Now,
come on, you got to have that same energy. There's nothing wrong with having an opinion about who you think is the greatest rapper of all time. If you don't think it's 50, you can stand by that. 50's not going to slap you for that.
Now, 50 Cent has announced that his new album is coming at the end of the year as well. Street King Immortal. It's been 5 years. Mm-hmm. Originally, it was supposed to come out back in 2012. It's been pushed back. He put out his Animal Ambition album, and now he said this is going to happen.
I will say one thing about 50's music. It sounds damn good at the end of every Power episode. Okay? whenever Power goes off and they play one of 50 songs, I'd be like, what is that on? Mm-hmm.
Now, 50 Cent apparently no longer is working with FN Vodka. In case you haven't noticed, he hasn't been posting his hashtags FN Vodka or FN Mob. Now, it turns out, I guess he actually agreed to sell his minority stake and his contract as a lead spokesman. So
yeah, he sold his stake in the company about a month and a half ago.
They was having all those vodka wars and he wasn't even a majority owner.
Well, you still make a lot of money as a minority owner.
That's... But Puff is a majority owner of Ciroc. Like, I wouldn't have been going, but he was like, they were slandering each other hard body over vodka. Well, 50 was slandering him.
Well, 50 seen over $60 million from his bio, allegedly. I'll just say that.
Okay.
So,
a minority owner.
Minority
though.
Owner could be 40%. That's still a large stake of a company that was already created.
Right. Listen, it's still a great situation he got himself into.
Absolutely.
The moral of the story is you were slandering your brother Diddy over something that you wasn't even holding on to.
Well, I don't know if that was his brother. Maybe they already
black man
had issues.
You know, let me stop talking to interracial people about black and white.
I don't.
They're both black.
Yeah, I don't think they really see eye to eye, but I think they good now.
Yeah, I mean, everybody doesn't get along with each other, so it is what it is.
It's friendly competition.
All right, now Drake also has his liquor coming, his Virginia Black, and he actually has an ad with his father. Check it out.
Would you like to know who's not worried about the most interesting man in the world? The realest dude ever.
What's under my do-rag? Another do-rag. Virginia Black, one sip, and woo!
I didn't get it, but that was funny.
It's a spoof of like the most interesting man.
I know.
Yeah, so I know that.
Maybe I got to see it. I
watched it this weekend. I thought it was funny. I didn't get it, but it was funny.
Now, Diddy congratulated Drake. He said, another man of color owning their own is big for all of us. It's time to start supporting us. Congrats, Drake. Hashtag Black Excellence. So see, he's congratulating Drake for his situation. Meantime, Drake's house, actually another person ended up on Drake's property, uninvited. A man was arrested for hiking into his backyard. They said the intruder ended up becoming very aggressive when a security guard patrolling the site noticed him and ordered him to leave. He told cops that he was there to meet Drake. He had no weapons. He was just booked for trespassing. So not the first time it's happened to him and not going to be the last, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
And Terrell Owens wants to join the Big Three League. He's asking Ice Cube, can he please put him down? Here's what Terrell Owens had to say.
Hey, Cube, the guys know I can hoop. Let me come on. I like what you guys are doing, man. Hey, let me come out there, man, and display some of my skills, and let me play against some of the best, man. I think I would be one of those exceptions to the rule as far as guys that can play in that big 3-on-3.
Now that's interesting.
He can play.
Do you get former football players and let them play basketball
if they really can
if
play?
If they're good enough,
that's interesting.
I fouled the ish out of Terrell Owens during the CC Sabathia game at the Barclays last year. But he could play. He could ball.
Envy, you fouled him, so you can't really ball.
No, I can't.
Okay.
I'm retired. I'm out. But I fouled the ish at him.
All right. I wouldn't be mad at seeing Terrell Owens in the Big Three. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Up next is Front Page News. What are we talking about?
We are going to talk about that Texas teen. We'll give you an update. She actually got electrocuted and died while she was in the bathtub because she had her phone on an extension cord.
All right. And also, Seven Streeter will be joining us next hour. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God, we are the Breakfast Club.
Is today National Ice Cream Day? Yesterday. Okay.
What, you want some ice cream?
No.
No. All right, well, let's get in some front page news. Now, let's talk about this young girl. She was electrocuted. We talked about it a week
ago. Yeah, she was only 14 years old, Madison Coe. And apparently they said they found out that she died from touching a frayed part of the extension cord that had water in it while she was in the bathtub. She had plugged her phone in and she was in the bathtub. They also revealed what her last message that she sent out was. She sent a message to a friend. It was a picture of her phone's charger plugged into an extension cord. And she said, when you use an extension cord so you can plug your phone in while you're in the bath, that's how she captioned that photo. So the parents are saying they want to make sure that this story gets out there because they want to make sure that there's awareness around the dangers of texting while in the bathtub.
I guess we do have to make people aware of that, especially kids. But, yes. I mean, the truth to the matter is you should kind of know not to put it plugged in extension cord into the
know.
Bathtub.
But at age 12 but clearly 13, she didn't know,
you know, kids don't know that.
12 or 13, you should know that. I mean, Jesus Christ. If they're telling you not to, don't listen to a radio in the bathroom anymore because the radio could fall
well,
in the
they're
tub.
Saying that she didn't have the phone. It wasn't because the phone was in the tub. The phone never touched the tub. It was because she touched
the extension cord. The same thing with the radio. The radio don't kill you just because it falls in the tub. It kills you because it's plugged into the wall.
Yeah, but you got to tell the kids that. They might not know that. They might not, you know, never dealt with electricity
like
that.
Now it's phones and not radios because she probably was listening to the radio on her phone.
Yeah.
All right, and let's discuss Teen Vogue. People are furious at Teen Vogue, a lot of parents right now, because of a recent article that the magazine published. Mm-hmm. The article is titled, Anal Sex, What You Need to Know. Now, a lot of the parents are saying they think it's disgusting that they would have an article like that. One mother, Amy Baker, has two teenage sons. She said, I was completely disgusted that this would be acceptable for Teen Vogue to print. I'm not easily offended or shocked, yet this just floored me. Absolutely unacceptable and shameful.
You know what's probably disgusting?
What?
Walking in on a couple kids trying to have anal sex and they don't know what they do.
No, see, but the thing is, this is Teen Vogue, so a 12-year-old might read this. They might not have had to talk with their child yet.
If you got to make kids aware of extension cords, you got to make them aware of anal sex.
According to another mother, Jenny Walton, she has a 17-year-old son, and she said that safe sex of all types is a discussion for parents or health class, not what amounts to a fashion and gossip rag. I'm grateful my son knows he can ask me about anything without fear or repercussion.
How old is he? 17, you said?
Mm-hmm.
No, he's already experienced all
this. No.
He's already had anal sex?
He's already heard about it. But a 12-year-old, I don't know.
I will say this. That's too young to be talking about anal sex, okay? 12 years old, I hadn't even experienced regular poom-poom yet. To be sodomized.
And you don't want to read about it. Right. You know what your kid's reading about anal sex at age 12?
That's too complicated. No. Okay, if I'm a virgin, anal sex is way too complicated.
Too much.
I still haven't figured it out now. Okay.
Wow.
I don't even like that. I hate it. I'm not into that.
Okay. Well, this is very educational. That's your front page news.
All right. Well, thank you, Angela Yee.
A lot of holes on a woman I like to put my penis. The anus is not.
All right.
A lot of them? Wait, let me say, God, go a lot.
Stop.
Mouth.
All right.
Boom, boom.
Okay.
Ears.
All right.
Nostrils.
What?
Belly button.
Okay.
She got any?
All right.
Okay. Let's be clear on this.
All right. Well, thank you, Angela Yee, for Front Page News and Charlamagne for your news. When we come back, 7th Streeter will be joining us. All right, we'll kick it with 7th Streeter. She has a new album out right now. So don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
7th Squirter has
Don't
returned.
You start with
7th
Streeter. Good morning. Welcome back.
I miss y'all.
How are you, boo?
I am so good. I miss y'all.
I can't believe this is your first album because it feels like you done had
it. This is your first album?
It's your first album?
It's my first album. Like, real life, my first album.
You've been up here like six times.
What you been doing all
the time? I know. Man, EPs. Oh. I've had two EPs. I've toured off of my EPs. I've gone on like three tours off of my EP.
Wow. Well, congratulations.
I mean, listen, it worked.
So why Atlantic just decided to now say, hey, you know what, 7th, put an album out?
You know what? It wasn't Atlantic. It was me.
Okay.
I didn't feel like my album was completed yet. It was very, very, very important for me to, like, you know, tell all of my truth on this album. It was very important.
Well, you started off really just talking about things that you were going through. You said you decided you wanted to call the album Girl Disrupted.
Yes.
But then you said your life really got disrupted. What happened?
Yeah, I got disrupted.
Now you can't stand up here and keep cursing now.
Okay, I'm sorry.
This is radio.
What happened? What man came in your life and ruined you with his penis?
The thing is, it wasn't necessarily a man. You know, like I say all the time, man, I write a lot about, you know, love and what I go through with love and relationships and all of that. But I just went through a lot over, like, the last year and a half of my life. You know, I silently suffered with depression for, like, a solid year and a half and didn't tell anybody. My mother.
What happened? What was so depressing?
It's a lot of different things in my life that changed. You know, for one, I lost my grandfather. Mm. That was extremely hard, and we lost him in a week, so that was really, really
hard.
Sorry
to hear that.
No, thank you. We lost my grandfather in a week. You know, I haven't really told a lot of people, but I found out that, you know, my sister that has been my sister all my life for 30 years found out last Christmas that we have different fathers and that the entire time her mother knew the truth, but none of us knew. So that was really tough to deal with. You know, then dealing with, you know,
still your sister, though.
It's still my sister, and I still love her. But it was really, really tough to deal with, and it's still really tough to deal with. You know, obviously, I was in a very public relationship. And so, you know, just kind of getting over that, because I feel like at the same time, I still lost a friend that was still a friend to me.
Ooh.
Bob, that was still my friend.
Oh!
Yeah, it was still a friend.
Come on now, he believes in a flat earth. You should be kind of happy about that.
It's not even that. I'm just saying, like, in terms of so, it was just a lot of different things.
And you're a Cancer.
And I'm a Cancer.
Pretty sensitive.
I am. And then on top of that, you know, I pour my everything into my music, my career. And anytime, you know, you're working 120% and you just feel like it's not in a place where you want it to be, it just takes a toll on you. There were so many different things that you know, that really just got to me, and you know, a couple people in my life that, you know, I needed to you know, kind of go separate ways from, and that was really tough too. So all
I
of
people
it.
Reach out to me and saying that they represent you now as management.
Yeah,
and I was like, I've never known Seven to have any other managers other than Tina Davis, and Brittany. So that had to be tough for you.
Yeah, that was really, really tough. I mean, I definitely love them. I always love them.
For people who don't know who Tina Davis is, she used to work at Def Jam. She found Chris Brown.
That's the one that they say Chris Brown was sleeping with.
Oh,
I was
God.
And Rihanna.
That part,
that's why Rihanna
that,
swung
I don't
on.
Know anything about that.
But she found Chris Brown and was managing 7th Street. So you got to a point where you wanted to kill yourself?
Yeah, it was a lot. I dealt with a whole lot. And it was just a combination of so many things. And you know, through, I have a really great family. My mother is amazing. My mother is a minister. My aunt
she's
is my pastor.
Too. I saw your mom this
Cut
morning.
It out.
She's still married. Stop it.
She was like, I'm Seven's mom. I'm like, you like her sister.
She's been up here before.
Wait a minute. That was your mom with the little crop top?
Yes.
Crop top? What are you talking about?
Little shorty.
She had a little side boob.
First of all, my mom does not have a side boob showing at all.
Yeah, she did this morning. I'm looking right at her right now.
That is not a side boob.
Your mama fine, Seven.
My mom is fine, though. My dad is a very lucky man. They've been together 30 years.
All right, mama.
I see why.
He's a very lucky man. But no, man. But it was just a number of different things. You know what I mean? Like I said, career things, you know, love and type of things, you know, that by my sister, that with my grandfather. Just so many different things that just, it took its toll on me all at once.
Did you ever think for a second, you was like, damn, like, B.O.B. believes in a flat earth. I was giving this man the poom poom. Did that ever bring you down a little bit?
Nah, that didn't bring me down for what? I mean, you know, those are his beliefs. They not mine.
Did you go to therapy?
Shoot.
Stop cursing.
Shoot. Sorry. Shoot.
There you go.
Did you go to therapy?
I tried it. I did. I tried it. And I wasn't crazy about it. Mm-hmm. You know, but that to each his own. It's not for everybody. It's not for me.
One
but
thing
I was
that
crazy
you never
about.
Know is what somebody's going through. Because, you know, me and Seven are friends, and I had no idea.
Yeah.
Like, every time you see Seven out, she's very upbeat.
Yeah.
And we've had some really fun times, and I never would have guessed that you were going through depression. That's why I'm saying you never know. It might look like, okay,
I feel
popping.
Bad. All them times Seven came up here and we drank with her and got her drunk. She was self-medicating.
Honestly, I have done that before. I definitely have. But, you know, I come up here, I have a good time with
Absolutely.
Y'all. Y'all keep it lighthearted. I have a great time.
So how did you get over it? How did you get over everything?
Honestly.
Or are you over it?
You know what? Today I feel great.
Good.
You know what I mean?
You say that on the album too.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like today I feel great, and I'm in a really good space because so many things in my life, I figured out what my triggers were.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
And
it's very important. I figured out what my triggers were, and you know, I handled all of them accordingly and dealt with them and faced them. And you know, I have a really great family, like I said, and they were praying for me even when I didn't want to pray for myself.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, that always helps.
And then, Cancer. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's okay. And then, you know, I write, and writing is super duper therapeutic for me.
Dope.
Like, extremely therapeutic for me.
What I love about this album is when I listen to it, I know I can feel like I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Because if you know Seven, and because she writes all her music and writes for other people, I'm listening to the music and I'm like, oh, okay, she's talking about him.
Yeah.
She's talking about this situation.
Listen, I talk about it all. I put it on my IG. I'm like, look, I'm probably going to write a song about you at some point. You know what I mean? Because I tell all my own business and records. You know what I mean? It's very therapeutic for me. It works.
All right, we got more with 7th Street, and when we come back. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. 7th Street is in the building. Charlamagne?
Do you deal with colorism in the music industry? Because we saw Tinashe say that. You know,
Seven talks about that.
I always talk about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've always been very vocal about, you know, I can't speak about her experiences. I don't know her like that. But my experiences, I've been dealing with that since I was 15 years old. And every group that I have, you know, been in, you know, I say it all the time, it's not coming from a place of arrogance, but honesty.
Mm-hmm.
When you know that you can write or dance or sing just as well as the next person, but you don't get that opportunity because of, you know, them feeling like someone who looks a different type of way can sell you know, can sell a record or sell a group, you know, better.
How do you get over those complexion issues?
Honestly, I think that, you know, the younger you are, the tougher it is to deal with those types of things. And my whole vibe right now, you just got to surround yourself with, like, good, positive people. I don't have time for anything else.
Right.
I just don't. You know what I mean?
Now, what's your situation with Chris Brown now? Because are you still, like, signed? What was your situation before? You were signed to him?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, are you still signed to Chris Brown?
I believe I am. Honestly, I need to check and see, but I think that I am still signed to him.
Well, y'all need at least one album.
Yeah.
Like, you gotta check and see.
I do. Like, I mean, I'll be all the way honest and transparent. I love him to death. We haven't worked together in a very long time, you know, and I hate that that's the case. But, you know, there are other factors that are out of our control. I don't really think that it necessarily has anything to do with our personal, you know, our personal relationship. I think there are just so many different factors. But, you know, I love him. I wish him the best. You know, he seems happy. He has a beautiful daughter, so I'm happy for him.
There's nothing about Chris Brown that says executive. And I'm not, that's not a diss. He just don't seem like he's all the way together to be running other people's careers.
I will say this. In terms of my career and his input in my career, he's been very instrumental. You know, like I said, even with It Won't Stop, you know, him getting on that record, him getting on Don't Kill the Fun, like, I'll always appreciate that.
That was the number one song.
Yeah, it was number one song. Like, you have artists who do this for years and never get to have a number one record, so I'll always be appreciative.
But I also think that was Tina Davis that was running his business and signing those artists at the time, wasn't it?
No, that was Chris.
That was Chris? Oh,
yeah,
was
he? Like, he was very hands-on. Mm. Like, very, very hands-on.
Does he know you got an album out?
I mean, I'm sure he does.
Did he post it on the gram?
I don't think he has.
You're not signed to him anymore.
Oh, well, you know what? Listen, it doesn't matter to me. I'm just really in a good place with my own self. I love my album. My fans are very happy with my album, and that's really all that matters to me.
Now, why album this time? Like, why was it important for you to put out an album? Because you put out two EPs already.
It was important because, I mean, for one, my fans deserve it. Mm-hmm. And two, I've waited my entire life to put out an album.
Right. Mm-hmm.
EPs are cool. EPs are fun.
It's
I love that.
They're supposed to lead up to an album.
Right. They're supposed to lead up to an album. So, and you just, you know, you get to put out more songs. You get to be more creative. Mm-hmm. Like, on this album, I literally got to tell so many different sides of my story. Like, right. I said, I got songs about sex. I got songs about, you know, motivating yourself. I have songs about, you know, obviously love and breakups and all that, makeups, all that good stuff. So you just get to do a little more. You got a little more freedom.
Does your mom know you're having sex? Of course she does, right?
Boy, I am 31 years old.
When did you start telling her?
I told my mom I had sex at 16.
Wow.
Yeah.
How did she take it?
I mean, like any other mother, she wasn't angry because of the way that she found out was through a hating friend, a girlfriend of mine. Mm. And what? She just so did not appreciate the way that she found out. And we've always just had a really great relationship. Mm. And so we sat down, we talked about it. And, you know, unfortunately, the way that it happened for my first time was not, it wasn't that great. It was actually really terrifying for me.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, so
penis was too big?
Nah, it wasn't that. It was just a really uncomfortable situation. It's not, you know, rape or anything. I won't say
okay.
that.
Okay.
It wasn't that, but it was just very, very uncomfortable. And I was in a not so great, you know, situation. But my mother has always been very vocal, very transparent.
Mm-hmm.
Like, ain't never, like, you know, hid anything from me. So we've always had that kind
Did
of
Did she tell your father?
I don't think she told him initially.
Has she given you any sex tips?
I remember when I was like probably early 20s. She gonna kill me. Early 20s, but we definitely had a conversation and how she didn't teach me how. No,
oh, okay.
She didn't teach me how. But like I said, she's very like lay it all out on the table. Yeah. Like once I became grown, it's like these things are what goes down.
Well,
in
what was that conversation?
Well, because I was like, oh no, like, to
one of those.
When I was like, I mean, listen, basically. Yeah.
We all been there.
We all been there.
You been there before,
Tushoman? I had the whole, I'm not going to eat pussy conversation. Of course. I'm not going to eat the pom-pom. I'm not going to eat ass.
Oh, phew.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I feel you. Yeah.
So your mom ain't gonna give you. Your mom not gonna give you all the tricks till you get married, though.
Really, you think so?
Yeah, she gonna wait till you get married to open up that war chest and say, "This is how you keep me for 30 years."
I mean, I'm gonna need that. I'm gonna need all that advice.
Tell mama coming here with her fine self.
You leave my mama alone.
Call mama in here, right?
Now you dating anybody now, Kevin?
You're so stupid. I'm gonna tell my dad. You know they want you in here, mama. Remember when I was like in my early 20s? You were telling me that. Sex is it's an important part of a relationship.
Yes.
It is.
And she said
but you're married. It's different.
And you taught her how to give a
She did not teach me. I just told it was important. Yeah.
All of it was important that it was, you know.
It was important to get fellatio.
Nothing is defiled in the bedroom when you're married.
Yeah.
I told her, I said, you're probably waiting until she gets married to give her all the tricks.
Yeah. She won't give me all of them.
See?
She won't give me all of them. I mean, she kept my daddy for 31 years now.
She'll be till about 35.
Oh, okay, 35 years.
Karen, do you like the guys at 7 dates?
Until they hurt her. Because I think she can choose well. You know, it's just, they just mess up.
When you find out B.O.B. believed in a flat earth, what did you think?
I'm an educator. Okay. So, hey, I just felt like you need to go back to the book. I did, because that's not what history has
oh, my God. Yes.
So, I just think he's a little misinformed.
When you see Chris Brown do his antics and stuff, mm-hmm. do you ever worry about 7 being signed to him?
Absolutely not. Mm-hmm. Because, Chris and his personal life and the things that he has experienced never affected her. Mm-hmm. He's always shown her the utmost respect.
Okay. So same thing I just said.
Always.
She's never seen him do anything that nothing happened around you or.
I literally can honestly say I've never seen mm-hmm. him do. I've
nice
never
professional relationship.
Not even cocaine.
Yeah.
Boy, cut it out, Charlamagne.
Let us pray.
7th Street and the album is out right now. Girl disrupted.
Yes.
Make sure you pick it up, Mama. We appreciate you for coming.
Yes, thank you. Guys.
You got to hide that side boob because you had Charlamagne looking at you.
First of all,
sorry.
Listen, we both married. But
her
she
dad
fine.
Go whoop your ass.
She is fine.
There you go. It's 7th Street. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Mayweather.
Listen up.
This just in. All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, this has been quite a circus of Conor McGregor versus Floyd Mayweather Jr. all getting ready for their big fight coming up. And now everybody's mad at Floyd Mayweather Jr. because of what happened as they were wrapping up their press conference tour. Now, we all saw that Conor McGregor was telling Floyd, dance for me, boy, dance.
Which is a racial slur. Boy is a racial slur when used in that context.
Right, and so here is Floyd Mayweather's response. And just to put it in context also, according to Floyd Mayweather's rep, he says that Conor McGregor called Floyd a monkey also. Here's what happened.
What the f*** was that yesterday? He jumped up and he shouted, Voltron, Power Rangers, and these f***ing juice heads can walk and stand before me. Get your f***ing shit together, my God. Juicehead monkey.
I think you wanted to play Floyd there, right? You?
Yes.
Yeah. And I love the UFC, but I don't know what they bought you. Tell me what the UFC bought you. Shut the f*** up, they ain't bought you s***, bitch. You punk, you faggot, you hoe.
Whoa. Did he drop the F word that rhymes with maggot?
He sure did.
Well, understand that the culture in London is different. So in the UK, that word is actually a classic British dish, traditionally made from pig's heart, liver, and fatty belly meat. Our bacon mixed together. So basically, Floyd was telling them that he was food.
Well, Floyd's not from London.
Well, I'm just, I was being sarcastic for all you slow people out there, because that's how you idiots sound, making excuses for Conor last week, when he said, dance, boy, dance. Yes, the F word is offensive, all right? Even more so if Conor is actually gay.
Okay, well, that's what's happening now, and this is really taking away from what's going on here. I think they've crossed the line many occasions on both sides
for the two of them. Too many times.
I don't understand why they have to include homophobic slurs, racial slurs, all of those things.
I do wish Floyd was smart enough to play a social experiment on the media, if he was more witty, because in London, a cigarette is called the F word that rhymes with hag, okay? So imagine if Floyd would have said, yo, London, on August 26th, I'm going to smoke this,
True.
That would have been interesting just to see how the media would have reacted, because he's using it in the proper context.
All right, now DMX is out of jail. We told you before that he got arrested just last week, mm-hmm. and that is because of tax evasion. He posted $500,000 bond after he was charged with that. He's facing up to 44 years in federal prison if he is convicted for 14 counts of tax evasion. Well, he was performing, and here's what he had to say on stage at the Brooklyn Hip Hop Festival.
I'm not a role model, right? But you can count on me for the truth. Whenever I went through something, it brought me closer to God. And I stayed in something, so now I'm closer to God. But being closer is hard. is the attacks get stronger, become much harder to fight, and they last longer. But that's what it's always been. Joy with the pain, dark with the light, sun with the rain. But with the right perspective, there can be something to gain. Look for the good and the bad, not the sun when it rains.
Drop on the clues bombs for DMX. Love DMX. Taxes still got to get paid, though.
Taxes got to get paid,
right,
regardless.
I love your prayers, and I love your poems and all that, but taxes still got to get paid.
Right, well, hopefully he can work all of that out. He's definitely, we don't need DMX in jail again.
Not at all.
All right, Planet of the Apes. Who saw that over the weekend?
Me, damn
War
it.
Of the Planet of the Apes.
I did.
All right, well, that movie brought in an estimated $56.5 million at the domestic box office over the weekend. It beat the Spider-Man movie, which was in its second weekend.
Flawless trilogy, man. I thoroughly enjoyed all three of the Planet of the Apes movies.
Right, they got a 94% rating, by the way, from people who saw it. So
great film, man. Might be the best film
I don't know anything about
the
Planet of the Apes. I never saw any of them.
I never seen
not
that
Not a hard
one.
Franchise to catch up on. It's only, I mean, it's a lot of them, but in this latest installment of the trilogy, it's three of them.
Right.
In this latest installment of the franchise.
Do you need to see the other ones to see understand what's
the
happening?
The older ones? No, you don't have to see the one with Mark Wahlberg and Tim Burton. You don't have to see the ones from the 60s.
But do you have to see in this trilogy, do you have to see the first two?
Yes, you do.
Hmm.
So, all right.
Hopefully, if a plane got it, I can see it on a plane ride or something.
Great, great, great movie, man.
All right, let's talk about Mel B. She has to pay her estranged husband $40,000 a month in emergency spousal support. A judge did agree with him and gave Stephen Belafonte that amount. They said he needs help paying for food, housing, his phone, amongst other things. Now, it could have been more, but, you know, $40,000. He was trying to get more than that. So that's what the judge settled on. That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of bread.
$40,000 a month?
Who getting that, huh?
Mel B's estranged husband, Stephen Belafonte. So the judge.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't know how men feel comfortable taking all of that money from women, man. Like, I just don't get it. Like, I wouldn't want spousal support as a man. I say that now, though. So let me not jinx myself.
I don't think women should feel comfortable taking $40,000 a month from a man for their expenses. I think that's crazy.
It depends, though.
Depends if they got kids.
Yeah.
$40,000 a month?
We got a couple of kids.
Women do a lot more in the household than men do. I'm not going to say that than men do, but women do a lot, okay, that goes unnoticed. Mm-hmm. And yes, they do deserve some type of spousal support. But okay, I just don't
$40,000 a month seems excessive.
I just don't understand how a man can justify
it. Well, if you live that lifestyle at $40,000, I mean, they live a lifestyle where she's making, what, $20-30 million a year, something like that? $20 million a year?
But this is spousal
royalties.
Support.
I just want to know how
it's
can a man
support.
Justify that? Like, what am I using this money
he
for?
He said he needs money to pay his cell phone bill.
Get a job, grown ass man.
This doesn't have anything to do with the kids. This is spousal support.
Yeah, but when you live in a house, they want you to keep that
same.
Well,
you might have to downgrade because we're not together anymore.
Nope.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
As a man, I just couldn't. I'm not going to say. I just can't see myself.
You're not in that predicament, sir.
Yeah, no, I'm not. And I'm just talking right now.
That's right.
Yeah, I kind of feel like you would go for it.
I don't think I'm turning down $40,000 a month.
No.
For nothing. $44,000
a month.
$44,000 a month.
All right. Well, thank you for those rumors. Charlamagne.
Yes.
Who you giving that down to?
Listen, you ever heard of Aaron Carter?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Really? You heard of Aaron Carter?
Yeah. Isn't he the younger brother of Nick Carter?
Yeah. You know Nick, too, from the Backstreet Boys?
Yes.
Okay, well, Aaron needs to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word
He's
with
had him. A lot of drug issues.
All right. We'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
That's pretty funny.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Yes, donkey today for Monday, July 17th goes to Aaron Carter. Do you remember who Aaron Carter is?
Not really.
You do, you're E, right?
Yeah, I know, because I know he's Nick Carter's younger brother.
Okay. Yeah, for all of y'all out there, do you know who Aaron Carter is? Yes, he has a brother named Nick. Blonde head guy from a group called Backstreet Boys. You might have heard of him. He had a couple of cheesy pop hits in the 90s, early 2000s. Ringing a bell for any of y'all yet, huh? Not ringing a bell, huh? Okay. All right, let me play some songs, see if it refreshes your memory. This is a record he had called How I Beat Shaq. Let's hear this.
It's like boom, boom. I put it in the hoop like slam.
Okay.
I heard the crowd screaming, I'm jail. Jail.
Okay.
Swear that I'm telling you the facts. Cause that's how I beat Shaq.
Okay, can you fart on that record, please? Thank you very much. He had another record that was bigger than that. Something about candy? Let's hear this one.
I want candy.
Oh, I remember this one.
Do you?
I want candy.
All right, fart on that record, too. Okay, only candy we acknowledge is Cameo, damn it. Anyway, Aaron Carter was approached by TMZ on last Monday and asked about Shia LaBeouf's recent arrest for public drunkenness, disorderly conduct, and obstruction, and he had this to say.
Shia LaBeouf, man, I can't tell if he's out of his gourd or a genius.
Or if he's a genius, yeah.
You don't agree with that celebrityism, like getting drunk and then getting a DUI and then helping your
Absolutely, I do not agree with that. Okay. You won't catch me getting any DUIs. Yes. I don't have any DUIs.
Amen.
Okay, let's can we play that one more time? I just want y'all to be clear on exactly what he told TMZ, okay?
Shia LaBeouf, man, I can't tell if he's out of his gourd or a genius.
Or if he's a genius, yeah.
You don't agree with that celebrityism, like getting drunk and then getting a DUI and then helping your
Absolutely, I do not agree with that. Okay. You won't catch me getting any DUIs. All right. I don't have any DUIs.
Well,
okay, now that was Aaron Carter last Monday.
Really?
He said, you won't catch me getting any DUIs. Well, on this past Saturday, this happened. Let's go to KCRA NBC3 for the report, please.
Aaron Carter was arrested in Georgia on Saturday night on charges of DUI refusal and possession of marijuana less than 1 ounce.
You won't catch me getting any DUIs. Only to basically catch a DUI, DUI refusal a few days later. Now, here's the thing. When you make bold statements like this in the public to the media, you have to make sure that you don't get a DUI. Okay, I don't even know why people make these kind of proclamations if they aren't capable of standing on them. Now, they say in life, nothing's planned, so never say never. I don't believe that because there's certain things I know I can say I will never do, and I won't do them. Yes, some things are out of your control, but a DUI is not one of those things. What's the easiest way to ensure you don't get a DUI?
Don't drink. And drive.
And drive.
Right. It's just that simple. It's not hard. You have some drinks, get a car service, call an Uber, have someone drive you. It's only one way to avoid a DUI, and that's simply don't drive when you're under the influence. Especially if you told TMZ that you won't catch me getting any DUIs. Mm-mm. Please give Aaron Carter the biggest hee-haw, please.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day. Of the day, hee-haw.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for that donkey today.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we come back, it's time for Shoot Your Shot. 800-585-1051. Now, this is how Shoot Your Shot works. If there's somebody that you're feeling, maybe you work with, maybe a coworker, maybe somebody you've seen on the train, maybe somebody you know and you want to holler, we're going to let you do that and we're going to help you out. 800-585-1051. Shoot Your Shot is next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Time to shoot your shot.
Time to shoot your shot
with The Breakfast Club.
This is your one chance. Don't mess it up. Mess it up. Mess
we
it up.
Nate on
mess
the line. Up. Nate, what's up, bro?
Hey, how you feeling, Dave?
Hey, don't call me baby now.
That's cute.
That's not cute. You're supposed to be shooting your shot with somebody,
Nate. It wasn't like that. I mean, how you doing, my man? How you feeling?
You making me feel awkward and uncomfortable
so
already this morning.
How you doing, baby?
You're supposed to be shooting your shot. Not
I think
me.
It means baby like baby, baby.
Baby, 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 baby. Okay. All right, Nate, now who you shooting your shot with, bro?
Man, my ex, Jessica, man.
Okay. Your ex, you want to get back with her?
Yeah, I mean, I ain't going to lie. I messed up.
You cheated.
What can you say? Yeah, I cheated, and I kind of contracted an STD.
Is it curable?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I'm cured.
He said chlamydia. I heard him. He said, yeah,
Oh.
Is it chlamydia?
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with
you
that,
gave
man.
Her chlamydia?
I did. I can't lie. I got to be real about it.
I think people that can't forgive people for giving them curable STDs are very petty.
What?
I'm being honest.
How about for cheating?
She was killing me on the cheating part. I mean, she couldn't stand that. But, you know.
You gave her an STD. What if you would have gave her something even worse than that?
That is true.
I know.
Why do we have? We don't have to do that hypothetical scenario.
It is. You have to.
You gave her chlamydia.
You had no regard for her well-being and her health.
Well, he's over. He's sorry. He apologizes.
He's over
trying
it.
To
of course,
move
he's
on.
Over it.
But my thing is, well, don't kill you. Make you stronger.
No.
Yeah, well, we don't want her immune.
It's a couple deal breakers in relationships. One of them is when you have a baby with another girl. Some women choose to say, that's cool. But when you give a girl an STD, all bets are off, bro. Like, there's nothing you can do about this situation.
But it's curable, man.
I agree with you.
All right, so let me ask you this. Though. How did she find out? She just was all of a sudden
she
had a
She found out because she got chlamydia.
But, I mean, how did she know?
She's, like, super smart. Her girlfriend, the next thing you know, it was just like wildfire. It just got back to her.
What you mean wildfire? Like an outbreak? Like it was hard to contain?
No. One of her girlfriends saw me going to the clinic. And, you know
oh,
what I mean?
Oh, goodness. Come on.
Oh, so she knew she got it from you.
Because
you were the only person she was sleeping with. Unfortunately, you didn't give her that same respect.
Let me ask you a question. When she contracted chlamydia, did she come to you?
Yeah, I should have went to her. I should have went to her. That's why I'm being a man about it right now.
Well, I'm just asking if she came to you because that lets me know that you were her only partner. Because if she hadn't, if she hadn't come to you,
he's the one who cheated. Why are we trying to act like she is? He gave her an STD. He admitted it.
But do y'all even still speak?
You're not listening.
I kind of ran into her a little bit, and I mean, she's still looking good, bro. I mean,
does she look healthy though? Is the question.
Stop it. She's a good woman. I mean,
does she look chlamydia free?
Yes, she is. I talked to her cousin, and that's what made me want to try and get back to her. I seen her cousin on the train, and she said the whole family hated my guts.
Yes, Negro, no.
I'm sure.
No, sir. No. Why? No, don't do it. I'm asking you, even though it would warm my cold heart to have you call her and have her just curse you out, don't do that to yourself.
No, let him try. Let him shoot a shot.
Don't do it.
All right, well, listen, let's see what happens. Let's see if she's forgiven you and she's willing to take you back. That's what we're here for.
Would you forgive a man that gave you chlamydia?
It's not about Angela.
Exactly.
No, but he
wants
to shoot a shot.
Would you forgive a man that gave you chlamydia?
We're here to provide a service. He wants to try to shoot a shot. That's what we're here for.
There you go.
I'm trying to look out for your dumb ass, but if you want to call her and have her curse you out and embarrass you in front of everybody,
I'm
fine
here
by
for
me.
It.
All right,
your
when we
life,
come back.
Our listeners' entertainment.
I'm here for it.
When we come back, it's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ NV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. It's time for Shoot Your Shot. We have Nate on the line. Nate wants to shoot his shot with his ex, Jessica. So let's call up right now and see what happens.
Hello?
Hey, Jess?
Hi.
How have you been? You all right? You doing good?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. How are you?
Yeah, I ran into your cousin on the train the other day, and I was asking about you. And I'm gonna be straight up. I'm sorry, you know, for the past, but I just want to moving forward. Can I see you? Can we go get a grab a bite to eat?
Wow. I wasn't really expecting this.
I know you wasn't expecting. I mean, time heals all wounds. I mean.
Okay.
He doesn't have chlamydia anymore.
Penicillin heals all wounds.
And it does take some time for chlamydia to clear up.
Hey, this is DJ MV Angela Yee and Charlamagne from the Breakfast Club. Nate called us. He said he wanted to call you and needed some backup. He needed some help. So we call with you.
Hey, I'm going to tell you something, Jessica. I don't think you should take him back.
Stop.
He gave you chlamydia.
Hey, Jessica, don't listen to him.
How long did it take for your chlamydia to clear up?
Jessica, Stop. This is a segment called Shoot Your Shot, and he wants to see if he has a chance to get back together with
he
you.
He just wants to start off with some lunch.
How long did it take for chlamydia to clear up, boo?
What is happening right now?
Okay. What's happening is if you have not gotten your chlamydia treated yet, it could lead to permanent damage to your reproductive system. Okay.
Are you helping?
Yeah, I'm well aware at this point of the effects of chlamydia. No thanks to Nate. So.
Whoa.
Yeah. Okay.
Charlamagne, you're not helping. Go ahead, Nate.
Charlamagne said, "Yeah, he's not helping. A curable disease. You should be fine."
I was being sarcastic.
Go ahead. So,
Jesus Christ.
Jessica, you know Nate's. He's missed you. He's been thinking about you a lot. He's so apologetic and so sorry for what he's done to you. He just wants another shot, another chance. He just wants to start off with some nice lunch and see where that goes from there. Are you willing to go to lunch with him?
Can you get Tyrese to sing for them?
No.
No, I can't do that.
Come Thank on. You. Thank
baby.
You, Jessica. No.
Jess.
No.
Baby?
I mean...
He wasn't your baby when he was out there raw dogging other girls who had chlamydia.
Excuse me, is your name Jessica?
Jessica,
I don't think you're really understanding the weight of the situation, Nate, and that's what is upsetting to me. Over it's been like a year, and you're not even understanding.
You know
the
why?
Reason for why I don't want to do this?
Because chlamydia is curable, and people think because it's curable, it's not a big deal.
Now, Jessica, are you single right now?
I am, actually, yes.
So maybe this could be an opportunity just to sit down and see where your head's at. Maybe you guys were a little younger a couple years ago.
I understand. I see what you're saying, but here's where my head is at, great. You cured your chlamydia. That's amazing. You cheated on me. Did you forget that part?
Raw dog. He ain't used no condom with the other girl.
We are. Babe, Jess,
Stop calling me thank you, please. My name is Jessica. Stop calling me babe. I'm not your babe anymore.
That's right, Jessica. You don't even know if you can get pregnant. You don't even know if you can get pregnant right now.
I told you she didn't mean nothing, though. She didn't mean nothing to me. I mean, you know what my situation was.
So why were you going wrong here?
You jeopardized our health. Exactly. You jeopardized
our health. Don't try to get on Nate's side. Y'all trying to hook Nate up. Now all of a sudden y'all mad at Nate.
I know. Everybody's just coming down on me now. It's kind of flipped on me here.
Listen, yeah, well, you know how you...
Nate, you know, I don't know if his plan was the best.
You know how you reduce the risk of getting chlamydia? By being in long-term mutual monogamous relationships with partners not named Nate. Okay? All right?
That sounds good.
Yes.
That sounds like a really good idea.
Well, Jessica, good luck to you. He said you're a very good woman, so.
Damn. Well, I'm sorry, bro.
That's a no, Jay.
I really appreciate being called a really good woman. You didn't, you know, those actions weren't, you know,
reflected.
Put forth a year ago, unfortunately. Yeah, they were neglected and clearly, you know. You made other choices. And
you're saying no?
Yes, no, nasty-ass Nate.
Why
it's over.
Why is that shocked?
It's over, nasty-ass Nate. Okay? We call you Nan for short. Nan. It's over, Nan. Okay? It's a wrap.
All right. Thanks, Jessica. Good luck to you, man. I hope you find a man that's going to treat you right.
Bye, Nate.
Thank you, guys.
It's over. It's a wrap. Damn. Wrap. As in wrap. Condoms. You didn't wear one.
All
chlamydia.
Right.
Gave it to her.
Okay.
Okay? It's over. Done.
Right. We don't like dirty over here.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
You know what? Let's get out of here. Rumors on the way. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Yeah, we are the Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk T.I. and Tiny.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On the Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Well, it was Tiny's birthday, and to celebrate, T.I. brought his wife out to St. Lucia to celebrate.
Damn right.
Now, he also posted a beautiful message for her. He said, happy G-Day to my beautiful, lovely little loudmouth, argumentative, know-it-all, ish-kicking, cap-ass Southside partner at Tiny. He said, as a couple, we've experienced some of the greatest moments in our lives together and burnt a hole in a bunch of big bags of money in some of the most beautiful places in the world. He said, while I may have effed up and still have so many more F-ups in me on so many levels, one thing that's never going to change is how I consider you. You are, have been, and always will be one of the best friends I have in the world. So it's a really long message, but he goes on to talk about doing time apart, back to back, and showing the world how cool raising kids could be on Family Hustle. And he said a few million people more in their business than they would have liked, but they have something that's unconditional. So
yeah, and by the way, it'd be very hard for either one of them to move on, because when you look at Tiny, you think T.I. When you look at T.I., you think Tiny. And they both know they're each other's soulmates. So it's like, who could they actually really be with and give 100% to?
Right. It looked like they were having a great time laid up together. He's, you know, laying on her lap. She's stroking his head. So they just know each other probably more than
they always love each other.
Mm-hmm. All right. O.J. Simpson, his parole hearing will be televised. If you guys are excited to see that, that's going to happen on Thursday from Nevada. It'll be broadcast. And he's 70 years old right now, by the way.
What is it about O.J. that
people
the media loves to exploit?
I don't know.
Like, I don't care about his parole hearing.
Well, listen, that O.J. Simpson story did quite well for a lot of people. It's incredible that everybody's still fascinated by O.J.
Yeah, it's amazing that a black man killed two white people in America and got away with it, but I don't care about his parole hearing. Like, his old news, yes, that was amazing. But the parole hearing, why would I care?
All right, now Timbaland has accepted the Beat Battle Challenge from Swizz Beatz, if you guys are excited for that.
Mm-hmm.
Swizz had said, Timbaland want to talk ish. So everybody out there tell Timbaland we could have a battle. We can battle. We can do whatever he wants whenever he wants to. So Timbaland has now accepted that.
I love Swizz, man. I'm putting my money on Timbaland with that one.
Really?
Yeah, and the reason I'm putting my money on Timbaland because, like, from what I remember from the last battle with Just Blaze and Swizz, it was like a party atmosphere.
Correct.
Tim's going to run that.
You think so?
Absolutely. Tim got crazy party records.
I think Swizz got a bunch of party records, too. And Swizz got that DJ voice.
Well, I guess we'll see now that the challenge is on. Y'all are disputing it already, so it sounds like a good challenge to me.
I'm going with Tim.
All right, and Jay-Z's 444 album is his 14th number one on the Billboard 200 chart, so congratulations to him. 174,000 for traditional album sales. So altogether, it was 262,000, including streaming and everything. Not bad, Jay-Z.
Yeah, more number ones, the most number one albums of all time, right? Yeah, as a solo artist. He has the most number one albums.
As a solo artist.
Most number one albums of any solo artist ever.
Dope.
All right, so congratulations to Jay and also for the twins. He's got a lot going on right now. And Tyler Perry has signed on to Viacom. He is leaving Oprah's own network. So he has a deal in place now. It'll start in 2019, and that'll be when his commitment to OWN is over. So that deal that he's doing with Viacom will be from 2019 until 2024.
All right, that means Alan Payne will be on Viacom soon.
All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Now, shout to Revolt. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Everybody else, the People's Choice Mix is up next. Let me know what you want to hear on this Monday at DJ Envy on that Instagram or Twitter. Get your request on. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.